and welcome to Tuesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And you may remember yesterday we were talking to the Scottish Crofting Federation's Chief Executive, Patrick Krauser, about how young people were wanting to get into farming in ever-increasing numbers. The Federation were running more courses than ever for new entrants, and that desirability factor of agriculture is pushing up the price of land to record levels now. Maybe it's out of reach of most people to buy a farm, but it's certainly not stopping a lot wanting to invest in land and farms. Here's Charles Dudgeon, manager at land and estate agent Savills in Edinburgh.
The general feeling of optimism have entered the industry over the last 3 or 4 years, and it seems that the next 5 to 25 years is the time to be in farming. The non-farming buyer who is worried about his investments in stocks and shares or something less tangible than land finds a reassuring presence by owning land, and we're seeing a lot of money coming out of non-farming sectors chasing arable land in particular in Scotland.
Is it that it's just a really good investment and a good long-term investment? Is that the way they're seeing it?
The last 25 years for farming have been very difficult since about 1984. Well, it's only 27 years, and every trustee, every lawyer, everyone looking to invest money for the long term, for the next generation, is perking up and taking an interest in land. Part of me says that when everyone starts buying something, perhaps it's time to take a profit and move on. And there's definitely a feeling that some people feel the land price has got to a level whereby all the good news is in the price, that the subsidy is there but may get lower. Interest rates can't go much lower, and bare land certainly hates higher interest rates. And there's a lot of land around the world not yet in production. And if the price of grain rises at the levels it seems to be rising to now, then some of that land will come back into production, and therefore the constraints on supply may be lifted. And if that is the case, then the rate of growth in land prices that we've seen over the last 5 years, that rate of growth may slow.
Tomorrow, we'll be finding out just how high those prices have been and, even more importantly, are going to be. And finally today, a few sheep farmers have been in touch asking about the lamb bank and where they can get rid of orphan lambs or get extra lambs if they're short. Well, just call HBS Ring Limited on 01463 811 603 and they should be able to help. That's 01463 811 603. But from me, that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.